The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, coming to you live on America's Web Radio. I have some sad news to bring to you today, no matter what side of the aisle I think that you're on. Usually, you know, I start out with rhyme time, but this week is different a little bit. I understand that finally Senator Feinstein has retired. The final retirement at 90 years old, Senator Feinstein passed away, I guess, yesterday. After 31 years in the Senate, rest easy, or rest in peace, as they say. And I saw Senator Schumer today. He gave a brief political speech. Could not resist the moment. But that's Schumer. You know, turned a nice beginning of a speech on Dianne Feinstein, kind of setting out who she was in person, in her life, and what she did over those 31 years. But as we all know, a little dysfunctional at the end, but they kept her in there anyway. And that was sad to see. That was tantamount to elder abuse. But rest in peace, Senator Feinstein, and enjoy your retirement. So, without any further ado, we're going to jump right back into rhyme time. At the Clown Show hearing on Thursday, presented by Jemmy Raskin in the lead, the parliamentary proceedings. What a waste of taxpayers' money indeed. We all know without control of both houses of the Senate and Congress, the only thing these hearings do to America is create severe division and stress. Americans know what really is going on and what is taking place. We can all vote in the next election, get the crazies out of government, and then replace. We can all see where the country's going. It's going down the drain. The nation's drowning as we speed faster in circles without any refrain. Professor Turley testified before Congress, we need to get our house in line and stop this hating each other in this ridiculous scheme of malign. The clear conduct which must be proven this time around instead is making America so sick we have, as a society, now become sick in the head. How did the statute of limitations of tax violations purposely let expire? The state of America and its policies, America's in trouble. The trouble is dire. The laws we enforce and what we choose not to enforce is just astounding. The corruption in our government is an embarrassment to our forefathers and our country's founding. Why did they need a CPA to investigate Hunter Biden? The matter? So many shell companies discovered now. No product. They served this up on a platter. Millions of dollars of foreign money were spread across this Biden criminal network. The scheme is unwinding. Just pull on the thread. Say what you want, whether you are in the corner of the blue or the red. The blue guys want us to just close our eyes and ignore what's here instead. Nothing to see here, they yell and they opine. There is nothing to see here, they want you to believe. The facts don't align. Where were all these people on the blue team with Trump, saying there is no evidence, to their peers? They seem to have forgotten this claim when going after Trump for 4 years. But nothing will be there if Democrats continue to close their eyes. Seems to be forming shell companies, getting millions for nothing. With all that, they claim it's just lies. But the documents in the presidential impeachment inquiry, they seem to belie. The claimed innocence, no facts on which they can justify. Jamie Raskin, the ninny in charge, shows his disdain for the facts. His lack of intelligence is demonstrated by his now opposite acts. Jamie Raskin keeps yelling about the notion of claimed Trump insurrection. He needs to get the real facts. He needs to get his brain straight. He needs a lot of factual correction. He ignores the facts which oppose his Looney Tune ideas, but continues to omit the truth and distract with the Trump's name for now 4 years. It's clear to me, in my opinion, that Biden's funny money over $20 million was exchanged here. But the Democrats don't really care. It's just normal corruption within their political sphere. Where Biden is concerned, the blue team has no eyes and ears, and the Republicans keeps eating their own. They give fodder to the left, coming true, my biggest fears. Impeachment was a concept, a serious one at that. Now uses a weapon twice before. We disagree with you? We'll use it. We'll use it in this political combat. the government, instead of solving our nation's problems, despite all those being clear, we need our government to address our problems and not create more with dumb policies. The end of a nation is very near. As our society is crumbling, our morals are clearly out to lunch. We have no more direction, which is damaging America. It's a real gut punch. Our elected leaders are failing to get this American disaster under control. As the Biden policies, the death of America, an American dream, they have stole. They appear to have no clue or motivation to solve problems, none at all. The damage to America and our huge debts they now have caused are just in their minds, I guess, too small. When it's time to act, whoa, what a delight. Is it before or after the end we should put up a fight? Should we plan it out, make it meticulous and grand, or just jump in boldly and then take a strong stand? Do we strategize first like a true mastermind, or rush headlong like the left, leaving reason behind? Perhaps a plan's great, but hey, who cares? Let's just wing it and hope nobody catches us and stares. In a world of shadows where once hope was the guide, optimism once flourished like a brilliant radiant tide. But now, my listening friends, it seems quite clear that tyranny's specter is drawing us quite near. America's fading light, it used to be so clear, yet the dim light is getting dimmer with each passing year. But there was a time not so long ago that was fair. The bright light of sanity in this country, it filled the air. People smiled more, the society was better with dreams that took flight. But now it seems there in our society a growing blight. The sunlight of hope no longer shines, replaced by darkness with serious ominous signs. Tyranny whispers are growing ever stronger. They continue to silence sanity's chorus. Gee, what here could go wrong? But should we fear this crazy is, or is it lost? We better figure it out, how to take back control, no matter what the cost. We have the courage and the wit to put up a fight, to keep the sanity's flame burning, to make it again bright. Be cautious, tyranny, the trickster with its sly disguise, creeping in unnoticed under America's open skies. It promises order, control, and might, but beware, for it's nothing more than a treacherous societal blight. Sanity's light, the left wants it to fade, when tyranny's grips start to drag us down, down to cascade. But if we stand vigilant and stand up tall, can we resist the left sirens, their sinister call? Can we use hope as our shield and courage as our sword? Can we actually rally together and have law and order restored? For does unity give us true strength? And can we together then go to any length? There is this great dilemma now right here. It's as if America's forward progress has fallen out of gear. Once upon a ponder, in this once great land so grand, a question did arise across the entire land. When's the time to plan? Do we have to take back our government and take a stand? Do we first take the leap, or do we yet even unplanned? Before we leap or after, we should look where we are going. This society is now a complete mess, and not many like what it's showing. The thinkers pondered. They were oh so wise. Now we're scratching our heads. We have lost sight of the American prize. Some say plan first and be meticulous with flair, but spontaneity's thrill has an appeal to some. It is truly quite rare. But in the morning light, they all huddled around, contemplating the timing. You would think it was profound. Some argued for plans so carefully laid, others for leaps. Just make a darn decision, be unafraid. We could form a committee, have another hearing, oh so keen. Should we draft a plan like a well-oiled machine? Or could we just wing it like Biden does every day? Or would we wind up in this situation, a disaster in every way? You see here, after much laughter and some humorous debate, they could still not agree on a plan that would truly be great. Let's plan to move forward, maybe with a twist of both sides. In this dancing bear of a strategy, we need to make forward strides. So we must form a plan not too rigid or too tight, with room for improvisation, keeping things now in the disinfecting light. And as we take a stand, do we have any gusto or any glee? America used to have the perfect balance. Now, we are not even any longer free. In the heart of the Capitol, the circus has come to town. A curious question now begins to resound. Is a hearing in Congress just a comical true affair? If nobody's listening to each other, America is now in despair. The gavel comes down with a loud, mighty thud. Yet American minds still to wander. They are lost in the flood. This political banter, lots of speeches rehearsed. In a Congress and Senate, we're listening, seem now to be cursed. In the Senate and Congress, debates and discussions, they are lively array. But comprehension from Congress and the Senate finally has gone away. I speak, you speak, over each other, sometimes in turn. But do we listen to each other, or just let the words out to burn? Echoing halls, they are now once filled with grandiose words, yet understanding are rare as buffalo herds. Each side of the aisle are stuck in its own bubble. A hearing turned circus caused most of America's big trouble. To remedy this hearing, a conundrum so absurd, a group of funny dressing Senate jesters hatched a plan still unheard. But nothing was done, which helped America with its fate. If we don't get this system fixed now, for America, it will be too late. Next, get the whoopee cushions so that America will burst out in laughter galore. The once decorum-filled chambers, now Fetterman, again has to stand at the door. This idiot's demonstration of what is ailing America today, eroding our society's norms, a huge charade in each and every way. Laughing at the Senate should not be by those who look into the hallowed halls, be the last thoughts of this once great country, wonder no more while people were scaling the walls. In this whimsical tale of a hearing gone awry, laughter was coming from the world, their voices reaching the sky. So remember this tale of a country with 4 years of hearing so grand, in this land lacking justice, where Senate justers need to finally take a stand. For in chaos, justice cannot prevail, turning this country's brilliance. We are now the world's laughing, comical tale. In the land of governance, which is a perplexing scene, where's the sanity, cried we the people, who were still keen. We elected them ninnies, it's quite a shame. Now we wonder, who can we really blame? Politicians with their antics, it's all a curious circus plot, leaving we the people wondering if we have had a brain blood clot. We casted our votes, but now we look at this spit show. Is this the sanity we intended? Is this what we wanted to bestow? So he got into office. Biden now set out on a quest, a wacky situation, to find someone to blame for his now political dysfunctional nation. They all donned their detective hats and proceeded to try and see. Biden was very determined to solve this very strange mystery. They searched high and low through corridors oh so wide. With magnifying glasses, the truth they now claimed, it was nowhere to hide. Could it be the pundits were wrong with their wordy games? Or are the voters themselves assigning them blames? In this quest for some truth, a twist has emerged, a revelation that had them all in the media so unnerved. Are we all in this together? Can they realize what a truth has to be? Blaming everyone else won't solve it. I hope they might finally see. Let this be a lesson to the chuckleheads in Washington of this tale. In the grand scheme of this comedy of politics, it's America's coffin they nail. For this country will not survive with the current leaders in place. Biden now made America a laughing stock. The world now laughs in our face. In the heart of our nation's capital, a notion did brew. We've had enough, cried too many. There were quite a few. Shut down the circus, the government, it's time, I agree. And send them all packing. Let the ones in the circus, they must all flee. A cacophony of voices, it's a colorful shout. A citizen's grumble, let it all out. Dysfunction and lies, it's become the routine. It's time for a change. This is too much of a humorous scene. So now a grand plan hatched, so witty and wise, to bid farewell to them all and get rid of their lies. Pack your bags, oh you politicians, you thought you were so sly. Time to bid Washington and its corruption a final goodbye. We must make Washington into this new land devoid of deceit, where truth and honesty to everyone a truly incredible feat. No more fibs, no more daily lies and sway. Just candid talk, smart policies, the truth come what may. Like a great illusionist, Biden, the great deceiver, fooled us all. With his buddies in the press rooms around him, they maintained the wall. The president team, master illusionist, dressed in fine attire, promised prosperity and unity, so blatant they knew it was a false desire. Look away, he beckoned with a grin, while pulling strings someone behind the scene, a web of lies. They are now so thin. The evidence of corruption was like a rabbit in a hat. It disappeared mysteriously, leaving all wondering where it's at. But truth is always persistent. It won't be contained. With a spotlight on deceit, the illusionist, they can't break its ugliness. It's chained. We wanted to elect some senator who were sane, but what we got is a bunch who lacked a working brain. It should be no surprise as ninny flock, they follow the leader. This was one claiming to join our country, yet now he speaks. We actually need a lip reader. Yet we voters are supposed to feel lucky at this point that he made it this far. Being around when Jesus was here is only an accomplishment, except Biden now keeps his teeth in a jar. We didn't see it coming. This is not what we were told. Now we can see it before our eyes. He's just way too old. Let's pay attention this time. And a house in a swamp let's not buy. We should have better. We should have known better. Now, we are all left asking ourselves why. The press lied straight to our collective face. This vote should not even be close. Should not even be a race. But if you listen to the 51 CIA experts and watch MSNBC, their reporting is certainly distant from the truth that they refuse to even see. This country is in trouble. It's our last gasping breath. If we don't straighten it out soon, it will be our final death. So as we close out Rhyme Time this week, again, the economic outlook in this country is still bleak. There are no boundaries about what lies will officials be said. Yet they wonder why we think the American dream is now declared dead. You can't make the mortgage payment or buy food at the store. But these knuckleheads continue the tragedy. It appears we are in for four more. So I close now and I have to move on to the main show. This country is drowning and we have no one in charge. We now know. Evidence of crimes is not obtained if we never look for it anywhere. What is Biden selling? Why do Democrats ignore this? They don't seem to care. So broken in no direction, our country will be doomed. We can't take much more of this. But how funny now, the presumption of innocence is now presumed. Here we are at the end of this first block. Just watch the time and listen to Bite of Reality, but don't go on TikTok. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, I got to tell you, every week they give you something else to do, and they give you some more stuff to put out on the air. And it just seems to be that every once in a while you look at something and you say, welcome to the conversation, genius. You know, I saw a press conference this week, and I kind of do this a little bit out of order here, but we have a lot to get to, so I'll get to some things and maybe not everything. But San Francisco this week, this press conference was the Take the Cake Dumbass Award. So now the San Francisco mayor, and we all know what's going on in San Francisco as it crumbles. It's a little faster than New York City, because New York City at least has a little bit more of a population that's a little sane, but not too much far behind. They'd be second in the Dumbass Awards this week. But London Breed, the mayor there, she now wants drug testing for welfare. Welcome to the conversation, genius. So now you're getting welfare, you're living on the streets, and you're buying drugs with the welfare. And then we spend billions and billions of dollars on drug programs while we give the drug addicts who are not in those programs more money for drugs. So am I missing something here, London Breed? Am I missing something here, Honorable Mayor? But that's okay. She's only first place this week for dumbass. The second place this week is Mayor Marion Bowser in D.C. Maybe I should do a specter of the program here on the Mayor Watch. The Mayor, Marion Bowser in D.C. This is, I got to tell you, probably the funniest thing I have seen in a long time. She lost her police chief because she got out. It's a zoo. So what does she do? So Mayor Marion Bowser, instead of appointing a really crystal clear leader who's going to go after crime and take care of business and get it done. By the way, congratulations, Washington, before I finish up. You have now officially hit the 200 murder mark, the earliest in your career, record-breaking. Thank you very much, Washington, for leading the murder capital in America. Give us a hand. Give us a hand. There you go. Give us a hand. The quickest that you've ever been to 200 murders in a year. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Vic. So, listen, I know Washington is officially now a zoo. I understand that. Crime is out of control. People are leaving faster than the flock of seagulls. But 50-year low in police department membership, but she misses the point. She can blame it on everything she wants. We're low in cops. We don't have this. We don't have that. But you're missing the point. You just put a park ranger in charge of the zoo. I understand the rationale, but if you like the zoo, as I'll tell you like Obama, if you like the zoo, you can keep your zoo. But the bottom line is, you're not going to solve the problem with a park ranger, you geniuses. What is wrong with you people? And the people in Washington, why do you keep electing these people? But that goes for America. Why do we elect the progressive left and their policies destroy our communities? Did you look at the wall of murders in Washington? So let me tell you what she's going to tell you that she's getting and addressing the problems in the minority communities. I suggest that your minority communities in Washington and in San Francisco go and take a look at who the crime is perpetrated against. The no bail policies, the light on crime consultations with there's no culpability for criminality. It's just a kid. Remember, it's not a mob. Remember that genius, Johnson? He said, it's not a mob. Don't call them a mob. It's a large gathering. No, it is a mob of criminals. When you loot, when you destroy, look at what just happened in Philadelphia. Let's not leave Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a second. The problem is very simple. And why they don't address it, it doesn't help. You know, you can tell the black community, you can tell the Hispanic community that you're letting everybody out, that you're not prosecuting any people who are minorities anymore. And guess what? The minorities are not in the white communities because the white communities have police. They have security. What they're doing is they're destroying their minority communities by letting the criminals in those communities out. Listen, there is crime in every neighborhood, granted. But when you let out people out on bail who continue to go commit crimes 50, 60 times, and they're let out again, and you keep letting them back into the community, guess what happens? Surprise, all of your Target stores, all of your CVSs, all of your Rite Aids, all of your Walgreens, they're going to be closing, folks. Your Lululemons, they did that in Philadelphia, which we'll cover in a second. But here's the problem. What are we doing? Nothing. We're putting the same idiots in charge each and every time. You got to vote. You got to vote straight. You know, Donald Trump once said something, and I hate to invoke his name, but he once said something. What the hell have you got to lose by voting for me? And you know what? The guy was right. You had nothing to lose by voting for him. You had a lot to gain. Because you know what? Look at what Biden has done to this country. Look at what's going on. You know, I haven't even gotten to Philadelphia yet, which was a night of looting. This is now flash looting. So what are we doing? We surveil everything in this country. We have every, Google has everything that you do in life. They know exactly where you are at the time. You want to know how to get somebody? Look what they did at the January 6th, the alleged insurrection. Okay? They went and they got cell phone data from everybody who was in the neighborhood, and they sent the FBI at their houses, and they arrested the people for being in Washington. Let me tell you something. This country needs to get its butt, or its head out of its butt, I should say. Needs to get its butt straight. Okay? Because we've fallen into this crack, and we don't seem to get out. We do this every single week. Every single week I'm talking about this. I feel like a broken record already. It's very simple. Every person who was in that looting mob down in Philadelphia had a cell phone on. I'll bet on it. I'll bet on it. Every one of those. And they're not kids. They're criminals. When you're 14, 15, and 16 going out robbing, raping, beating, murdering, you're not a kid. So just get rid of that progressive thought. And AOC, shut the F up. Seriously. You know, there's a saying, put brain in gear. Or put your brain in gear before your mouth is open. She just doesn't seem to get that concept. You know, where is she now at the border crying about the kids drowning in the river, the 850 dead? No, because you know what? Trump's not in office. She can't do that because Biden's there. And 7.5 million people coming into this country and 85,000 kids lost in the stupid American investigative system for DHS, and no one's been held accountable. No one gets fired. There's no culpability. You don't have culpability in a functioning society. You have no society. So now we had the brilliance of the Menendez indictment this week. Now, I have a theory on this. For those of you who don't know, Senator Bob Menendez out of the stinky city of Jersey, or state of Jersey, has been indicted by the federal government for bribery. Ooh, getting in trouble with Egypt there. So here we go. Another person of the Democratic Party is selling America down the toilet. Where have I heard this story before? I've seen this movie again. But what is the purpose of this? And I thought about this seriously. Because they went after him once already and they lost. They got a hung jury. They decided not to try him again. Why? Bad for business. So they indicted him again. I don't know, $400,000 cash in your house, stuffed in your suits, and a bunch of gold bars hanging out. But yet somehow they're able to find DNA on dollars and on gold bars from Egyptian people, but they couldn't find out who brought a bag of cocaine into the White House. Just think about that for a second, okay? And wonder why people don't trust law enforcement anymore. They don't trust the heads of law enforcement, I should say. Because you know what? The cops on the street, the people I know, they're doing a great job. How they do their job is more of a question I have. Because I don't know how they go out every night knowing that their leaders are imbeciles. So here we go. And it's not every department. Don't get me wrong. There are some departments that have great leaders. It's just these big cities. They put these people in charge, and they have no clue what to do in their city. And they just destroy the cities. Welcome to the conversation. So my concept is this. Are they going to convict him quickly? Are they going to get him to trial? No. But what that was is that is the storyline. First of all, to take the heat off of Joe Biden. All right, so you know what? I'm going to take a quick break for a commercial. We got to pay the bills, and I'm going to tell you right about what my theory is right after this. You won't want to miss it. Stand by.
Are you a veteran of Desert Shield or Desert Storm? We do a show for you every Monday at 1 p.m. on veteran-owned americaswebradio.com.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
Are you a veteran of Desert Shield or Desert Storm? We do a show for you every Monday at 1 p.m. on veteran-owned americaswebradio.com.
Veteran-owned America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening. You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with America's Web Radio, Bite of Reality, with Mark the Shark. I like the fact that he plays that a lot, that says, we didn't say that. It's his opinion, not ours. It's his opinion.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
It would seem that what you're talking about today and what you've been talking about the past few weeks is that, you know, one, every show that we do is almost identical, no matter what field it's in, be it political with Victor, be it medical with Hal Shears or Scott Barber, be it Locked and Loaded with our friend Roger B., that everybody comes around to what you're talking about. And it seems to me, as an observer, I'm sort of a little bit away from it, but that it's getting more and more so, and, you know, more and more people are talking about our country exploding and the destruction from within, and, you know, what are our alternatives? And our alternatives don't seem to be very, you know, I watched AOC. She was on within the last couple of days. I'm not sure what she was talking about, nor is she, but she was talking. And it's just like this country is on its knees begging for leadership. So am I right or wrong, and is this becoming the national and, unfortunately, the international topic? What's happened to the United States?
Well, we've become a country without leaders. We have become a country about people who can enrich themselves and not enrich America. And that's been the difference, I think, over the years. We used to have leaders who enriched the country. Democrats and Republicans, both. They had the country first. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. John F. Kennedy, did we forget about that concept? Judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. The Honorable Martin Luther King. These people were brilliant, not because they were brilliant and intellectually, which they were, but because their concepts were so profound. Like our founding fathers, when they came together and they said, you know what, this government of tyranny, we must escape. And Hamilton wrote the Federalist Papers, and God, those you can read forever and ever. But the concept behind all of this was to better the nation. And we've forgotten that. We really have. We have become people on the left side and on the right side. And the people in the middle are lost. You have people like Fetterman in Congress. It's disgraceful. And I'm not saying it's because he's an idiot, because he's got, you know, trauma to his head. It was long before that. The guy's never had a job. He came from wealthy parents and he never had a job. The guy walked around in sweatshirts and a hoodie and ran the Senate of the United States of America in a sweatshirt and shorts. Need I say more? People are laughing at America. And if we don't see that, we're done. We're done. I mean, we just don't have a country. Here, Bob Menendez, just to finish that up quickly, because I know we're halfway through the show already. Holy moly. Bob Menendez is a pawn. They're using him so that they can turn around during the election and deflect anything about the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, being so out of control. They're going to turn around and use that to say, see, we go after our own, too. Well, you know what? That's horse bull. That is just horse poop, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't fly, okay? That is just a pawn. They knew this guy who he was. They knew the first time around. They knew who he was. This is not a surprise, but he's being used as a pawn to take out that sort of aura of we're not fair at the DOJ. Well, they're not fair. Look at what they've done. Come on. But let me get back into what I was really looking at is the Baltimore High School, Baltimore, Maryland, 13 high schools have zero proficiency in their students in math. But I bet their students have been taught about global warming, DEI, the oppressor versus the oppressed. They're probably experts. They know about transgender and what pronouns to use. That's phenomenal, isn't it? But who the heck needs to be proficient in math? I don't know, reading, science? So what do you need to be successful in life? Just know what transgenders are. Know what pronouns to use. And you can go as far as you want, right? No, not reality. As I say every week, this is just stupid, basic stupid. To be successful in life, you have to have the building blocks. You have to be able to read. You have to be able to think. You have to be able to do basic math. This is the poster child for charter schools and independent schools. It's not, you know, public education cannot be a public embarrassment. And that's exactly what it's become. I haven't heard anyone ever say, and coming out of COVID, it became very clear, by the way. So I can't blame this all on Trump, because in 4 years, he was trying to do things in education. But again, you didn't have what you needed. You need a combined effect. You need everybody on the same page. This is government. And I know it's a democratic republic, and it's one of the toughest governments to run. And I understand that. Under a dictatorship, you want to change something, you do it. If not, you kill the people in your way, and you move on, and you do it. But you can't do that here. So how come nobody's declared an existential emergency with respect to education in this country? It's an abysmal failure. Our education system is an abysmal failure. It's a failure of leadership. It's an abysmal failure of policy, a failure of the teachers' union in this country. And the Department of Education, get rid of it. It's useless. Send it back to the people. Public education needs the public. We've seen what the elites have done. We've seen what's been going on with the elites, right? So how's that going out? How's that working for you? Baltimore, New York City, San Francisco, L.A. What are we doing here? We're just losing this country. Listen, I may be a person who sits here from my ivory tower, which is actually two stories up only, sorry. But every teacher is a student. You want to attract people to teaching. You want to make great teachers. You pay them. It used to be that people could go and become a teacher like my father did, 36 years, because he gave a darn about every kid that he taught, and he affected the lives of every kid. And I had teachers in my school when I grew up in fifth grade, Mrs. Frankel. She changed my life. Why? Because I was horsing around. I was really smart, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I was smart, but I didn't have the concept of what I needed to do. And she brought me around. She changed my life. That teacher, and I'm sure everybody else in this listening audience, has somebody in their life, a teacher, who changed their life. That's the people we need back in teaching. But you know what? Today, you need to pay them. But you need to pay them, and they need to be performing. Stop with the garbage. You need to teach kids education. This DEI stuff and this oppressor and all that other garbage, it's superfluous stuff. It doesn't need to be taught. You know, we don't all have to be the most smartest people in the world. And let me tell you, going into trades is phenomenal. You don't need to be brilliant. But even as a carpenter, as an engineer, as a construction worker, you still need to do basic math. You have to know how to add and subtract. You can't get around it. But this is it. We put $1.6 billion and $900 million of COVID money into the schools there, okay, in Baltimore. And guess what? They're still failing. It's a travesty, folks. How do we let this happen? Remind me, why do we have teachers in this country? Do we have them to indoctrinate people into these wacky social programs to deal with that, to wipe out the history of America? Yeah, keep tearing down the statutes. And yes, I mentioned that last week because it bugs the living daylights out of me. They're trying to rewrite America's history, and guess what? We don't need it rewritten. We need it relearned. Because everything that happened in this country came for a reason, and we build upon that. When you forget the stupidity that you had in the past, you are bound to repeat it. And I know you all heard that before. So our education system is failing. It's got an F. What are we doing about it? So we had Sunday's Meet the Press. I loved it. I watched Meet the Press with Senator James Clyburn comes on. And he says, Joe Biden is just full of something. Yeah, he's full of something, all right. He's full of something, all right. Without a doubt, he's full of something. But it's not genius, and it's not good policies. But the bottom line is there are 36% of Americans who still think Joe Biden's doing a good job. Well, you know what? Either the Republicans or the conservatives have it all wrong, or we're all wrong. Because if you think that this is a good job, his stupid energy policies making us energy dependent, what policy was good? Our education department? what's good there? You know, he gave a speech on around, I think it was Saturday. So he came back, was on his way back to the country last week. And he goes, you know, if you put idiots in charge of a country, you get idiot policies. And I understand that. But he comes back in and he's talking about climate warming. And, you know, that's the existential threat. Well, I guess you don't want your population to be educated. That's correct. Because if you have a smart, educated population, they know what you're doing. They can see what you're doing. Listen, I'm not a globalist. I'm told that all the time. I understand that. And the fact is, if we shut down America tomorrow and did no carbon output for a year, we just sat around and did nothing, it wouldn't change anything, folks. And if you think it would, then you need to buy a bridge in the middle of a swamp. Because you know what? They say, a couple extra bucks on gasoline, spend that. Let's put another tax in. Yeah, let's put an income tax. Well, guess what? It's only gasoline? No, it's not. How do you heat your house? What do you think, electric comes magically out of an outlet? No, it's run on fossil fuels. We don't have too many nuclear power plants. But we're thinking green energy and trying to... And I ask this every week, almost every week. Why, if green energy is so phenomenal, do you have to legislate it? You don't have to legislate breathing air, do you? Why? Because it's good to breathe air. If not, you're dead. So if green energy and electric cars and electric everything else is so great, why do you need to legislate it? Because the secret? Pay attention. It's not. It's not there yet. I say keep going. Get it going. Don't let it go. But you know what? We cannot survive without fossil fuels. It's in everything. It's in your plastics. It's in everything we make. The best thing I saw last week was a paper straw in New York City in a plastic wrapping. That's pretty much, and I said this last week, it just gets me, it makes me laugh, it makes me smile. A paper straw in plastic wrapping, that says it all about the progressive left. But now I'll move on to, I looked at MSNBC. MSNBC has put this country on auto divide. They had somebody who was a former federal prosecutor, that may tell you a lot also, and Ankush Kadarpri. He goes on MSNBC, and he literally compares Donald Trump's legal battles now with Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma bomber. He puts that out on the air on a national station, which is seen all over the world. This human feces, this pathetic human and their pathetic network, put that out. This is the poster child of what's wrong with this country. And if this guy came from the Department of Injustice, that's a poster child as well. You know, they want to talk clearly about putting out misinformation. How dare you? How dare this station put that imbecile out on the air? It's an outrage. And it should be an outrage to everyone in this country. It is insane to compare a bomber who blew up a federal building with Donald Trump. And if you think that's true, that's just the DNC speaking. So I wanted to give you a little primer on Bidenomics this week. The economy's great, according to Biden. Bankruptcies are up. That must mean it's good. Target's closing 9 stores due to shoplifting. CVS closing 900 stores due to shoplifting and, quote, the economy. Bed Bath & Beyond, Gone Beyond, they're out. They're out of business. Bidenomics just kicking right up. So, only $112 billion in retail theft. Do you realize if we took that retail theft and sold it, we could fund the Ukrainian war? Yeah, put it like that. We took $112 billion worth of retail theft last year. We could have sold those goods and paid for the Ukrainian war, not the American tax dollar. But here we go. The border turmoil. I'll turn over to the board. Bidenomics is ridiculous. Listen, you can put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig. End the story. Okay? That chicken you're eating is not a T-bone steak. Yeah, I can tell you that 10 times. And if you don't recognize it as a chicken, that's okay. You're probably in that 36% that thinks Joe Biden's doing a great job. But here we go. The border turmoil. A 2-month-old baby this week left at the border, needed to be saved. just left there to die by those virtuous good people that are claimed to be coming in from the Biden administration's open-door policy. But the border is secure. Secure to what? Maybe it's secured to Mexico. Listen, we don't have a border patrol anymore. We have a cartel running our southern border. And if you think any different, put these numbers into effect. 7.5 million people that we know of came into this country. It costs approximately, and you're not going to hear this on a lot of stations, $40,000 per illegal alien. $40,000. That's $280 billion of your American taxpayer dollars. Congratulations, America. You are now funding the world's invaders. So $263,000 invaders have used the Biden app, which should now, I think they should change the name to call it Invader One. It's now up to 11,000 incoming per day. And forget about the fentanyl. I'm not even going to talk about that anymore. What? They talk about coming over the border. Wait, what border? There is no border anymore. It's ridiculous. So let's jump over to the debates, or as I'd like to call, food fight number two. You know, I watched the Republican debates, and there wasn't really one statement out of that debate that I thought had any kind of like, wow, that was a moment that I will remember throughout history, like something like Reagan would say, or even Bill Clinton. Nothing came out. Zero. What are we doing? We had seven people on that stage. Three of them deserved to be there. Four of them kind of, I don't know, they're in the wings for what, I don't know. But, you know, if you don't want to see the picture, you stay away from it. You don't want to zoom in. I think we need to zoom in now. And I think at this point, they need to pick three people off of that stage, bring them on stage. And you know what? Donald Trump, if you're listening to us, I think you need to get off your Twitter and get to the stage. Get out in front of the American people, because you know what? They are framing you, and you are not who they say you are. You know, I got to tell you, there was something that really kind of irked me. And during the debate, they were talking about sacrifice, okay? Me and my wife, we've raised two brilliant kids, absolutely stunning kids. And I don't say that just because they're my kids. They are stunning and they are amazing. That's a fact. You'll even see that on MSNBC, I'll bet. But a huge part of my life, okay, about 20 years, a lot of things that I sacrificed for those kids, that me and my wife both sacrificed. For a long part of those 20 years, my wife didn't work because she took care of the kids. And we depended on that. Yeah, we could have had her work. We could have put her in child care. But here's my point that I'm trying to get to. I remember zooming home from being in work. Okay, and I worked about 25 minutes away, sometimes 40 minutes in rush hour. But I remember zooming home to pick them up from school, dropping them off at the house. She would come back. I would run back to the office. We sacrificed so much for these kids. But that's what we had kids for, to sacrifice for them, like my parents did. The concept of sacrifice, what happened in this country to the concept? This is our problem. The nuclear family is destroyed. We take away benefits from people who want to have, let's say, the father of the child, the baby daddy. They want to have them in the household so the child growing up has a role model. But if the father lives with the parent, the mother, guess what? They lose the benefits. Where's our Congress? Where's Senate? Where are the bills? Where are the intelligent things? They keep talking about giving money for child care, but yet they don't talk about intelligent things. So they want to destroy the nuclear family. That was their goal. They've done it. They've taken the father out of the lives. And now you have lots of single parents raising kids. Brilliant idea, right? Seems great. But going back to the sacrifice. The concept of sacrifice in the country is gone. If you're not willing to sacrifice for your children, who are you going to sacrifice for? You won't sacrifice for your country. You won't sacrifice for your society or your fellow citizens. And quite frankly, you won't make any civil sacrifices to help anyone if you're not willing to help your kids. This is pathetic that they talk like this. This is the primary problem in America. Give everybody something for free, and they're happy. No, it's about sacrifice and service. Sacrifice for yourself, sacrifice for your society, that's all gone. That's all gone. And I saw that on Wednesday night at that debate. That concept of sacrifice has been gone. Not one line that was memorable. Not anything like that that I saw. Okay? You know, you got to understand, in this country, if you don't sacrifice things, if you don't do for other people in your society, during the winter months, I have a snowblower. Okay? I inherited that actually from my father. I went up and down the block a couple of my neighbors' houses with my snowblower. Why? Because the prior snowfall, I saw them out shoveling. You know what? I have a snowblower. It's a rather large snowblower. My father always bought the best. And I went out and I did their lawn. I did their I didn't do their lawn. I did their sidewalks. And I did part of their driveways. Okay? But that's what you do. That's what forms a neighborhood. And from that little society that you have in your house called the family, and then you branch out and you know your neighbors, that's now your neighborhood, and that becomes a neighborhood. You know, if a car alarm goes off in my neighborhood, there's 20 people that stick their heads out the windows with their weapons, and they're ready to go. Try that in your neighborhood. Set off your car alarm. See if anyone pokes your head out. You have a problem if you don't have that cohesiveness. It's a problem in this society right now that we don't get along. You can have discussions with people. You can yell and scream at each other. It's better to talk. But you have to understand. You have to listen. That concept of listening is gone in this country. It's gone. I saw it in Congress. I see it in the Senate. The Reds are in their corner. The Blues in their corner. And no one is listening. They're all yapping. There's no compromise anymore. This is a Democratic Republican is a compromise government. You cannot be on one side and stay there. People like AOC, people like Iona Presley, these idiots, they are so far on the left, they don't even see where the right is. And they're not willing in their best moments to listen. And in their worst moments, they don't care. So you have Joe Biden running around the country giving speeches about the MAGA Republican extremist or the MAGA public. Well, guess what, genius? President Biden, that's half your country, sir. That is half your country, sir. Your great unity speech was nothing but like a cheese grater. It came right down the middle of the country and tore it apart again. Just keep ripping on those threads. Because this country divided cannot survive. And it will not survive. You have Congress with a looming shutdown. Wow. Why? Why did we wait till the last minute? And why does it look like, I got to tell you something, as a conservative, when I see the Republican Party eating their own, they are the dumbest party on the planet. If you notice the Democratic Party, they are in lockstep. They must send out faxes in the morning or emails that say, this is a talking point for the day. And that's it. They don't do anything. They don't attack each other. You never see the Democrats attacking each other. Why? Because they are the smarter party. And the Republican will become a chapter in history. And any statue to a Republican will probably be ripped down. We won't even know who they were. But you know what? Fun fact. The KKK, they were a Democratic Party. The Anti-Slavery Party, they were the Democratic Party. Yeah, many people don't know. Lincoln was a Republican. You guys in the Republican Party, you have a messaging issue. You have a guy like Mitch McConnell at the head. He's another one who, unfortunately, is probably going to pass away on the job. Although I'm not sure he's not dead yet. If you've seen some of his press conferences lately, he just kind of stares there like a dead body. But I'm not making fun of the guy. It's just there's a point in your life when you need to get out of government because you can no longer serve appropriately. And they're not doing that. You know, I looked at this week, the UAW strike still looms. Biden goes to the picket line. And instead of making like a brilliant speech, something that really would kind of pull everything together and make sense, he garbled some words like 30 seconds, and then the guy kind of took the mic away, the bullhorn, I should say. He didn't even know which way he was going. He always looks so confused. That's not a picture of strength for the world to look at and fear America. That's something where the rest of the world, I bet Putin has reruns of Joe Biden getting in and out of that airplane and getting up on that stage. I mean, it makes him laugh. It makes the country laugh. But it's sad. It's really sad. You know, watching this congressional impeachment inquiry this week, I'm glad they're trying to get something done. But But you know what? Take a page out of the Democratic book. Stop making it a tennis match. Put the people on there who are going to get to the fact. You got nothing but a public display of stupidity. And Jamie Raskin, where's Mr. Impeachment Inquiry? Yeah, okay. You know what? What happened to the presumption of innocence under the Trump years? How about that? Where were you guys then? Now, there's no smoking gun. Guys, there's nothing left. It's burnt down so badly. Smoking gun? Can you see the rubble? Are you kidding me? Do you not think that Joe Biden became a millionaire on his $100-something thousand salary a year? Do you think that's how he... Look at the emails. Hunter Biden denied, by the way, in some filing in court, he still never admitted that's his laptop. But he wants it back, and he wants the people who using the information from it to stop using it. Cease and desist. But it's not his laptop. He's just a good citizen. So, listen, I understand that this country's messed up, and I'm trying to help you fix it. But until you realize what the real issues are, stop playing with each other. Stop killing each other. Stop going after each other. And make criminals held culpable. They must be responsible for their actions. And I'm a criminal defense attorney. But you know what? There comes a point in a time when a guy gets arrested 50 times and let out 5 minutes after he's arrested. You can't keep doing that because you're destroying the minority communities. Yes, the criminal crime is destroying minority communities. I know you don't want to hear that. But yes, I said it, and that's your truth. That is the truth.
And I got to add,
don't tell me anything else.
I've got to add that our very biased media is killing the country, and they've been publicizing the death of our country, and the Republicans have let them get away with it. And until they put a stop to it and we get real reporting, our country is totally down the tube. And we've taken, you know, I was thinking about my past, and in the 50s and 60s, if we had been rated the bottom of the stack in education, there would have been a revolt heard from coast to coast. We had competition, and we weren't going to let Europe or Japan or any other place beat the United States in our education. And yet, look at what has happened.
Yeah, it's mediocrity versus what used to be a meritocracy. Mediocrity is not what you're striving for. Equity is not what you're striving for. That means holding back the people that are excelling. That's what we're doing in education. We can't afford to do that as America.
Mark, I hate to say it, but time is up.
Yes, I understand that. I see the clock. I went to a math and science school, so I get it.
And you you can read an analog clock.
That's right.
That's more than I can say for most college graduates today.
And they can't write script either for some reason anymore. But anyway, this has been Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. And thank you for listening. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.